If the Trump administration moves ahead with the cuts, the refugee cap will be 15,000 people lower than this year's cap of 45,000. Though observers say the U.S. is on track to only admit half that number for the year. Susanna Labanga, Resettlement Director for International Rescue Committee in Abilene, says that this cut will have more of an effect on the local community than many people realize.
We're at a historic time where there are more displaced people than there have been since World War II, and these folks then don't have an option to come to a safe place. But the other thing is that there's a direct negative impact on our local economy. We have a lot of employers that rely on our refugee workforce, and if you talk to the Chamber of Commerce or the Abilene Development Foundation, they will tell you that the lack of entry-level workers is a problem in our city.
The Trump administration cites national security concerns and a need to restore integrity to the system as the reason for lowering its refugee cap. People applying to enter the U.S. as refugees are checked by 8 U.S. government agencies, 6 security databases, 5 background checks, and 3 in-person interviews. For KACU, I'm Jet Coatney.